Have you ever been talking to a beautiful woman and about 5, maybe 10 minutes into the conversation, it strikes you, this woman is delusional. She does not live on the same planet that I live on. She lives in a world that I don't recognize. I've had this experience on a few occasions, and as I've dug deeper into it and began to understand the psychology behind some of these women, I realized that these women have this level of entitlement that normal people just don't have. That's probably the most striking thing about them. They just expect stuff to be delivered to them almost automatically, like they are owed it. Well, I don't think this is something they created in their own minds. I don't think this is a result of them just being bad people. I think they have learned this behavior. I think that they have been taught this from the day they were born, and as they got older, they had it reinforced time and time again. So today, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about the pretty girl paradox. What it is, how it happens, and how to recognize it. This is Life 2.0. Let's talk about it. We've all heard the term that power corrupts and complete power corrupts completely. Well, there's a lot of truth behind this. Ever since we were young, we have been taught that people like Scrooge or Scrooge McDuck use their money and power, and they have no compassion and empathy for other people, that it's all about them. Well, science has confirmed that this is actually the case, that they have put people in experimental situations, given them some version of power or money, and they have found that indeed their compassion and empathy for the other members of the study were reduced significantly. And it didn't matter who it was that got this power. Good people, bad people, tall people, small people, fat people, thin people, beautiful people, ugly people, they all acted the same way. The more power and money they were given, the more corrupt they became. So, with that in mind, let's talk about beauty as a form of power. Beauty is honored in our society in the same way that money and power are. And in fact, I would say there's almost no difference at all between the desire people have for money and power than the desire people have to possess beauty. We as men, oh, we fall right into this trap real easy, don't we? We really love beautiful women. But the irony here is that beauty is determined by society at any given time. So the beauty that existed, or the standards for beauty that existed 100 years ago, are completely different than the standards of beauty that exist today. And if you go back to Elizabethan England, back in the 1800s, yeah, their standards for beauty were way, way different too. By the way, I'm not wearing any bug spray today, and the bugs are out of control. So if I'm swatting at my face all day, you'll know that's what it's about. So the beauty thing has all kinds of interesting downstream effects, not just on us as men, but on the women who are beautiful themselves. These women, I think, are just as much victims of this distorted sense of reality that our society has kind of hoisted upon us as we are as men who pursue this beauty. So let's start off with a beautiful young girl, just a little girl. She's just really cute. Mom tells her how pretty she is all the time. Mom relates being pretty to being good. They go to the Disney movies, and Disney is always relating the attractive princess with good characteristics. So think about how this energy gets reinforced in her little brain. All the cartoons that she watches on TV do exactly the same thing. Pretty people are good. Ugly people are bad. So the relationship between physical beauty and good characteristics are clear. I mean, you don't need a rocket science to figure this out. I mean, we as a society have determined that beauty is strongly related to positive characteristics. And so this little girl, as she gets older and she becomes prettier and prettier, in the subconscious of her mind is believing that she is a good person, a very good person, because she is so pretty. Now, as our little girl gets older and she starts making friends, well, she's going to find that a lot of people just want to be her friend because she has this gift of beauty. She's going to be popular at school. All the other girls are going to want to hang out with her. All the other boys are going to want to be close to her. She is going to be the teacher's pet oftentimes. If she's a sweet girl, you know, and she's very, very pretty, she's going to attract a lot of attention from boys and from girls. People are going to want to be around her. And as she gets older, in order to be around her, they're going to tell her things that she wants to hear, things that make her feel happy and special. They're going to reaffirm a lot of these conversations that her mother had with her when she was young about how good she is because she is so pretty, how pretty she is because she is so good. These two things just go together, you know, pretty and good. But also these friends, they're going to insulate her and filter information that is not helpful to her. So they're not going to give her critical information, information that might help her grow as a person. Maybe she is rude from time to time and doesn't realize it. People may not tell her when she's rude because they don't want to offend her. She says things that are inappropriate from time to time. Maybe she can seem distant or lacking compassion or lacking empathy. Maybe she can be downright cruel. Maybe she can seem spoiled. Maybe people are just giving her things out of the blue and because of that, she starts to feel like she is entitled to a lot of stuff. Anyway, what happens over time as this young woman grows older and more mature and is more and more part of society, she becomes more and more expectant that her world is going to be like this. She sees the world through this view, this filtered, curated version of reality that is not real. She does not have the opportunity to learn resilience because she's never had to work against anything. Everything's always been handed to her. Doors have been opened for her automatically. She's given opportunities that other people haven't been given, not because she deserves them, but because people are attracted to her. They see her as being valuable. They want to have her around. So she gets into the clubs, you know, she goes to the front of the line. Her parking tickets or maybe her speeding tickets get taken care of, you know, cops don't give them because she's cute, she's pretty, and she knows how to play it. She knows how to work it. In her relationships, she is expectant that she's going to be treated with a certain level of respect all the time. All the time. She feels entitled not only to being treated in a particular way, but that she has the right to expect people to give her a certain level of sycophancy, I think is the right word, where they're just basically sucking up to her all the time, that her friends, her boyfriends, the people around her have all been sycophantic. And as a result, the reality that she lives in is not a true version of the world. It's one that they have filtered for her so that she doesn't feel uncomfortable when she's around them. They want her to enjoy their company because they want to sort of be like parasites and suck off some of that beauty or to have it associated with them in some way, shape, or form. And so they don't want to distance themselves from her in any way. So anything that might be considered negative about her, they will, you know, sweep under the carpet. They don't want her to feel critical or criticized by them in any way at all. Anyway, the result is you get this little girl who grows up to be this woman who lives in this world where she feels completely entitled and she feels like she has a sense of power over others. And in reality, she does. People have been empowering her all the time. Now, the other side of this is the socialization that we as men have been subject to when it comes to really beautiful women. And it's not just us men, it's society as a whole. Society as a whole has conflated physical beauty with good characteristics, being, you know, an altruistic kind of person, someone who is kind and loving and thoughtful and smart and always on the right side of the game. So society, not only do we see these women who are beautiful as being valuable because of their physical beauty, which of course they did nothing to earn, but we've also conflated all of these characteristics with them because we've been programmed since we were children by Disney and other media outlets that the good guy is always pretty. The good guys, the good girls are always, you know, on the right side of the law. You know, they're always the good ones. They're always sweet. They're kind. They're thoughtful. They're empathetic. They're compassionate. And so we put this value on them that makes them extraordinarily important to us. And so we pursue them as men with the same kind of vigor that we would pursue money or power. It's exactly the same thing. Possessing one of these beautiful women is a form of external validation that men seek and they will fight for. They'll start wars for it, my God. We will start wars for it to seek and attain that beauty without really understanding what's behind it. Now, as I said earlier in the video, science has shown through experiments repeatedly over and over and over again that there is a direct correlation between power and money, wealth, and a lack of compassion and a lack of empathy. The empathy and compassion are inversely related to money and power. Now, you can argue that all you want, doesn't matter. Studies have been done. There's been lots and lots of evidence to back it up. I think we can just assume that it is true. Beauty, I think, falls into that power category. And even in some of these studies, they talked a little bit about how attractive people had different effects on less attractive people, and how people who are less attractive were drawn to these more attractive people, and these more attractive people knew that they were attractive and that it was a value and it was something that they could use in a relationship to manipulate other people, or to manipulate is a hard word, but influence other people, I should say. And we all know it's true. I mean, we all live in the same world, at least most of us live in the same world, so we understand basically how this works. But as men, our pursuit of this beauty goes without the full understanding and knowledge of how that beauty relates to power and how that power relates to a lack of empathy and compassion. And so when we get into a relationship with a woman that has these characteristics, who has been living in this world that has made her delusional, where everything has been curated and everyone around her has been a sycophant and has been giving her all these positive reinforcements and reinforcing her validation, her need for validation and her entitlement and her need for entitlement. And so when you come across her, and of course, you know, in dating, that romantic pink mist goes both ways. You know, you're experiencing it, your prefrontal lobe is cut off, but she's experiencing it on some level too. I mean, she's definitely, you know, going through that whole drug-induced I love you kind of thing when she's in a deep relationship with you for whatever reason. But that doesn't necessarily mean that she's disconnected from all of that delusional stuff. And you, in your pink mist, and your prefrontal cortex not working correctly, you're not seeing that she is delusional. You're not understanding it because all you're focused on is how beautiful she is. And because she's beautiful, your subconscious mind is telling you she's a good person, because that's what you've always been told. She has all those characteristics that you're looking for in a wife. She has to. Because she's beautiful, she must be kind. She must be thoughtful. She must be compassionate. She must have all those characteristics. She must be trustworthy. This is the way our little brains work when we're off the prefrontal cortex and that pink mist is taken over. And so we set aside any red flags that we may think we see because we immediately cover them up with the societal answer that beautiful people are better than the rest of us. And they're to be trusted, and they are always on the right side. And so if there is something that you perceive as a potential concern, you find it very easy to ignore that. And as a result, you find yourself going further and further up the commitment ladder with this beautiful, beautiful woman who is completely delusional and who is infected with that power disease. She's just not showing symptoms at this moment. But don't worry, those symptoms will show up. I promise you. Now, we all have our own interpretation of beauty. But society dictates a lot of this to us. They kind of tell us what beauty is. Symmetrical faces, you know, different body types can be beautiful, you know, large breasts, small breasts. I mean, men can have different tastes in women. There's lots of different characteristics. But in most cases, the majority of people see a symmetrical face as being one of the primary characteristics of a beautiful person. Someone who is not overweight, someone who shows signs of health and vigor. These are all characteristics of a beautiful person. My ex-wife would be considered a beautiful person because she has a symmetrical face. She was very athletic. And to top it off, she was a professional dancer for Broadway, you know, theatrical shows. And to top that off, she got to perform with real movie stars, with real music stars. And to top that off, you know, she was, you know, taken out on, you know, yachts in the Mediterranean from the French Riviera to hang out with billionaires. And all of her cast was, it wasn't just her, the whole cast of girls, you can imagine. And they're all topless on these yachts, you can imagine. But anyway, she lived in what she called a pink bubble. And she went through her life in a pink bubble. And she was fully aware of it. And she even kind of bragged about it, that she didn't worry about a lot of stuff that rest of us have to worry about in life. You know, like, she didn't concern herself with day-to-day problems. She was in her pink bubble. And she went through life this way, very successfully, I might add, just sort of floating above a lot of the difficulties that most people have to face in their lives. And so everything came very easily to her throughout her entire life. And so when she was faced with difficulty, and being a mom is a difficult job for anybody, for even, you know, people who have experience with babies, it's still going to be challenging for them. But my ex-wife had no experience with babies. And remember, she's living in this pink bubble, and she's floating above all of the riffraff. And she's been told all of her life that she's pretty, and pretty is good. I remember even talking to her, like, we'd be watching movies, you know, and she would judge people's character in the movie by their appearance. Like, she did that automatically. Like, she just immediately judged the character of a person by their physical attractiveness. And when she would see people out in the world, like, when we would be together, and there was somebody who wasn't meeting some basic, you know, standard of beauty, she would point them out to me and say, look how jacked up that person's face is, or look at their teeth, look how bad those teeth are. I mean, it was just, it was sick. It was sick. There's nothing to do with that human being as a person, as a soul, as an entity. There was no compassion. There was no empathy for her or that person at all. None. Zero. It was all about making a judgment about the way they looked, and then relating the way that person looked to their character and making some kind of a judgment about that. Now, you know, my ex-wife is just one person. Maybe she's the only one like that. You guys can tell me in the comments. But I believe this is a rampant problem. I think this happens a lot. This is frequent. Now, I'm not saying it happens all the time. I'm not saying all women are like that. But I do see, and I have seen it, and even my children have seen it, with my ex-wife. Her experience in life as an attractive woman an attractive, white, blonde woman with blue eyes and a shapely body and athletic and symmetrical face and blonde hair was one that you and I just can't even begin to imagine. I mean, life just opened doors for her. Now, in her defense, she was working in a world filled with beautiful women. You know, she's in New York going through these auditions and all these dancing girls are there, and they're all attractive women. They're all very, very pretty. So her competitiveness was there. She understood what it meant to be competitive with other women in a beauty contest, if you will. And of course, it was also about talent and dancing and all that stuff too, but definitely beauty was a huge, huge part of it. And in fact, frequently the casting directors were looking for someone of a particular height, particular hair color, and particular body type. Like, that was the first criteria that you had to meet before they could even tell if you could dance or not. You know, if you could dance, that was good too. But if you were this kind of person, you were an attractive blonde woman at 5'4", you know, and you had an athletic build and whatever, blue eyes, then you were hired. You were hired. They could teach you to dance. They could teach you to sing if they had to, but they needed you to have the certain look for the role in order to make it right. And whatever the director's vision of the show was going to be, they had to have the right people to make it happen. Anyway, my point with all this is that physical attractiveness shapes our understanding of the world. And it's uncommon for many women who grow up in this world not to be affected by the way the world responds to them. In fact, I would argue that it's almost impossible for them not to be affected by the way the world responds to them. If they're a beautiful woman walking around in the world is going to react and respond to them in ways that are beneficial to them automatically, even though they did nothing to earn this physical beauty. They were just lucky enough to be born that way. They had the right parents at the right time, whatever. They just got lucky, and that's the way they were born. It has nothing to do with their character whatsoever. Yet, because society has taught us from the time that we were children that good characteristics are strongly related to physical beauty, we conflate this from the very beginning. And these women themselves also conflate this concept that their beauty is related to their character. So they believe that they are good people. They believe that the things that they have in their heads and the way that they approach the world is as a good person. And it is a mind fuck for them when they figure out that that's not the case. I've seen it firsthand, you know? And suddenly they realize that they have been going through life treating people with a lack of respect without giving them the compassion and the empathy that they deserve, that they had every right to believe was theirs just by being human. And because these women were beautiful, because they were believing that they were always on the right side of an ethical issue and doing the right thing, their lack of compassion and empathy, they believe was normal and healthy and was okay. I mean, that's the whole thing. So, when you're talking to some beautiful woman and you get 10 minutes into that conversation and you have the thought, I don't think we're living on the same planet. Well, the truth is, you're not living on the same planet. She's living on a planet where she has power, and you're living on a planet where you are just an average guy, just a normal guy. I am sure that there must be women out there who were raised by parents who disassociated their appearance from their behavior and helped them understand that beauty was not an item of value that they could leverage. And I think if you're a parent of a beautiful daughter, you've got to do that. You've got to disassociate that. You've got to help them understand that just because they're pretty doesn't mean they're special. It just means they're pretty. Special comes from behavior. Special comes from being kind, from being compassionate, from being empathetic, from showing true respect for other people. That's how you become special, by being special, not by looking special. And it's critical as parents that we enforce this thought into our daughters' minds, because if not, they are in for a world of pain. First, everything will seem really wonderful. In the beginning, they're going to have all these sycophantic friends who are going to tell them how wonderful they are, and they're going to think, oh, what a wonderful thing, my daughter's the homecoming princess, or whatever. And that is a very short sight, a short view of what her life is going to be like. Because eventually, if she meets a man, you know that the relationship isn't going to work because it can't. Because she's living in a world that isn't real. And he's trying to deal with that. And there's no way, or very unlikely, that that's going to work out in the long run. But here's the real tragedy, and this is where things get ugly. And I mean that literally and figuratively. She's going to get old. Yeah, beauty fades. That gets bad. And when women have tied their identity to their physical appearance for their entire lives, and they have had that specialness reinforced in them over and over and over again for their entire lives, and suddenly they find themselves at a time when they have no more control, they realize they have no control over their beauty, that it is going to go by the way of youth. And as they get older and their beauty becomes less and less a part of their identity, well, they don't know who they are. They don't know what they're going to do. They don't know how to get through life. They have no resilience. They have no understanding of what it takes to navigate the world as a normal person. And that's the tragedy, because now you've got these people who are completely dependent on someone else to really get them through day to day. They can't really do it on their own. Or they're going to have a breakdown at the level that is debilitating, to a point where, yeah, I can only imagine how much pain it will cause them. Anyway, the whole point of this video is to point out that chasing a beautiful woman is really about male external validation, number one. Number two, beautiful women are a trap. The paradox is we think they're beautiful and they have all these characteristics, but the reality is it's just the opposite. They have less of those characteristics that we associate with beauty because they have to, because they have not had the opportunity to experience the challenges in life that help you understand what it is to be empathetic or compassionate. If you have no resilience, you have no empathy, you have no compassion. These things are all tied together, because you learn resilience the same way you learn about empathy and compassion. And women who go through life and don't have to face challenges that build resilience and teach empathy and compassion are toxic. You can't have relationships with them, because those relationships are destined to end badly. There's just no way you can do it. So if there's a beautiful woman in your life and you think you're falling in love with her, and you've got that pink romantic mist cutting off your prefrontal lobe and you're unable to make logical decisions, check with your friends. Ask them, is she a nut job? Is she delusional? Is she really a bitch and I just don't see it? You know, check with them. Now, hopefully you still have friends, because oftentimes all the narcissistic behaviors that go along with, real pathologies are associated with these really beautiful entitled women, because it just follows that they would be narcissistic in their behavior. You know, if you're told all the time that you're special, you're wonderful, you're beautiful, well, now you expect to be that all the time, you know, and people to treat you that way all the time. And when they don't, well, you get kind of pissed off at them, you know, because you are entitled, after all, to all those things that you want. Anyway, that's all I got for you today. I hope you've enjoyed this video. If you have, please like and subscribe. If you know someone who's with a beautiful woman and maybe he needs this message, please share it with him. Anyway, till next time, stay healthy, and if you can, stay single.